During the recently completed legislative session in Albany, state lawmakers approved legislation mandating health insurance plans that cover prescription drugs to also cover the cost of drugs designed to prevent HIV infections. To discuss the legislation, we're joined on the Capitol Press Room by the measure's Senate sponsor, Manhattan Democrat Brad Hoylman. Welcome back to the show, Senator.
Nice to be here, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So for listeners who aren't familiar with pre- and post-exposure prophylaxis, can you explain, I guess, generally what these types of drugs do?
These are wonder drugs in the sense that they're a one-pill regimen, and they can prevent HIV, whether you've been exposed, which is PEP, post-exposure prophylaxis, or you take it as a preventative measure, pre-exposure prophylaxis. These one-pill regimens block HIV and prevent the spread from you to another individual. If you have HIV and are on your HIV regimen, you are essentially non-infectious, studies have shown, if you're taking your HIV medication. So it's really changed the world of preventative care. It's not just using a condom anymore that represents safe sex. It's making sure that individuals, particularly men who have sex with men, have access to these drugs that can prevent the spread and save so many lives and heartache and pain and, frankly, tax dollars. So that's why it's important that insurance plans cover PrEP and PEP to prevent HIV infection.
You mentioned the possibility for transmission during sex, but that's not really the only way that people can get HIV. Can you talk about some of the other instances where these drugs could come in handy?
Drug use through needle exchange is, you know, one of the more common sources as well. And PEP and PrEP are, you know, effective in that regard too. But, you know, the population that I represent, a lot of LGBTQ folks, and again, particularly gay men, use PEP and PrEP, mostly PrEP, as a routine. And there's no sense in not having insurance cover. In fact, it's mandated by the ACA as well. And we want to make sure that this is codified in our state law. But, you know, we've heard something after having worked on this issue for a few months, that even still with the ACA guidelines, the insurance carriers are not paying for it. They're demanding co-payments. And we've recently written a letter to the DFS commissioner in this regard. We think that there needs to be enforcement at the DFS level to ensure that carriers aren't demanding payment among their insurance holders.
And for listeners, the DFS refers to the Division of Financial Services, which has the authority to regulate insurers operating in New York. In cases where people are forced to pay for these drugs out of pocket, how expensive can they be, especially if, like you're saying, this is something where you should be taking it as a matter of safe sex?
They are not inexpensive. We're talking prescription of HIV can run in tens of thousands of dollars a year.
You're talking about like treatments for HIV?
Yes. And like Truvada, which is the most common PrEP medication, is about $2,000 a month without any insurance coverage. So these drugs are expensive and they are patent protected, which is another source of concern. There's an effort to try to make these drugs, you know, more widely available by ending their patent protection.
Is the availability of these types of drugs well known? I've seen advertisements for pre-exposure drugs on Hulu when I'm streaming my television shows. But do you think New Yorkers, especially gay men, know about these types of drugs?
I sure hope so. I mean, there is an effort at the state and city levels here in New York to spread awareness, particularly among underserved communities. Certainly community healthcare centers are very important in that regard. Those who serve clientele who represent the, you know, LGBTQ community, certainly in the area of folks who, you know, who are sex workers, individuals who are using drugs. All of that needs to be part of our public health awareness campaign, because if we don't address it on the front end in terms of stopping HIV, we're certainly going to be addressing it on the back end. And, you know, the commitment to end HIV transmission here in New York State through the campaign to end AIDS had at its centerpiece a public information campaign around PEP and PrEP. So while, you know, I'm happy to hear that you're getting it served to you on Hulu, that's exactly what should be happening. They might be missing your demographics slightly, but
I don't know. I watched the movie Fire Island recently on Hulu, so I'm in the
there you there. Go. Good. What did you think?
I was underwhelmed by it.
Yeah, I did appreciate you know, the kind of discussion around around safe sex and different. You know, the diversity of of the LGBTQ population was certainly front and center in that film. So that's the kind of targeting, though, really that needs to continue to happen.
Is there any sort of, I guess, objections that you're hearing, even anecdotally, that have been raised by either healthcare providers, like pharmacists or doctors or the insurance providers themselves about how this drug is going to be used? Like, essentially, they don't want to make it more available because they will view it as a way to ensure or promote gay sex. Is that something that you're hearing as an objection or just some reason that people might not help distribute this?
You know, there is that discomfort for sure. I think we've beaten back that argument, though, here in New York. It seems rather antiquated because if you look at the public health dollars that we save, I think even the most conservative member of the Senate, you know, would think twice about opposing it. It passed both the bill that I carried with Assemblymember O'Donnell to require insurance plans to cover PrEP and PEP passed 53-10. So we did have bipartisan support. And I think there's wider understanding around the wisdom of preventative measures like these drugs.
Because this does have such a high cost to benefit sort of reward, should the state be even more proactive in getting these types of drugs out to New Yorkers, especially in cases where there are people who might not be touched by the healthcare system, either because they don't have health insurance and therefore wouldn't be covered by this, or because maybe they distrust the healthcare system? And so I'm thinking about, say, at like needle exchange programs, should this drug just be handed out to people? What do you think about getting this more widely available?
Well, you know, we talk about universal PEP and PrEP, and certainly part of that would be, you know, being able to get this drug for free. And you can qualify for PEP and PrEP for free. You can go to an emergency room in New York City or in many places across the state and get a supply of PrEP, but you have to keep going back. And that said, I think that's the future. Still, it is a drug that does have side effects. So with any drug that does have side effects, for example, it can have an impact on your liver. Look, I'm no expert. I'm not a physician, but I do know that there are side effects that can have longer term consequences. So you do want a physician or a healthcare expert, in contact with the person. But that's why community healthcare centers are so important. That's why housing for people with HIV/AIDS is so important. That's why we need to have wraparound services in our public schools so they can have access to individuals who many times are not part of, our healthcare system. Frankly, that's why we need the, New York Health Act so that everyone is entitled to coverage. Again, the most recent controversy is that insurance plans are still charging copays for individuals, and that's not acceptable under the ACA, or will not be acceptable under our bill once it's signed into law. So we're going to follow up with the Department of Financial Services and the superintendent to see how we can get better scrutiny of our existing laws and ensuring that insurance plans aren't charging copays for PEP and PrEP.
Well, finally, I apologize in advance for dating you a little bit, but you were in your 20s and 30s in the 80s and 90s. How big of a difference just to society and gay men in general would this drug have made if it was available? I have to imagine this would have saved thousands, if not millions, of lives.
Oh, well, it would have saved 100,000 lives in New York City alone. Individuals who died during the AIDS pandemic, which killed so many of our forebears. I mean, as we reflect on Pride and since Stonewall, so many of those people who made my public service possible are gone and never even had a chance. They missed the window for the drugs that have since saved millions of lives across the globe. So really our work honors them, I think, to a large extent. And in my young adulthood as a gay man, it would have made a huge difference too. I was frightened to death because of AIDS, HIV. And, part of that fear resulted in staying in the closet and being ashamed of who I was as an individual. So PEP and PrEP are not just about, being able to be intimate with the person you love, but it's also living the life that was handed to you, by who you are as an individual. So I think there's something extremely fundamental about this drug and how it allows us as LGBTQ members to live our lives fully and embrace our true selves.
Well, we've been speaking with State Senator Brad Hoylman. He is a Manhattan Democrat. Senator, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and happy Pride to your listeners.
Support for the Capitol Pressroom is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.